We're following Paul's desire to read through the book of Acts, and today's passage is about boldness, and so our theme is boldness through God's Spirit. In many ways, this follows on from what Paul and Sandra was saying last week. So we're going to start off by singing, actually. We're going to stand up and sing the grand old hymn, Stand Up for Jesus, which encourages us to be bold. So let's stand and sing this. Please be seated. And we'll get right on to the Acts reading. Here's versatile Janet to read for you. Thanks, Janet, for that. Remember that Peter and John have just been walking through, and they've come across the beggar who couldn't walk, and we get the silver and gold have I none story. So this great miracle has happened. Knowing that Peter and John were unschooled, the council was amazed at what being with Jesus had done for these very ordinary men. A changed life convinces people of Christ's power. One of your greatest testimonies is the difference others see in your life and attitudes since you have believed in Christ. I know that there's one person in here this morning, in our congregation, for whom this is exactly true. The situation that person is facing. That's exciting, but it's dangerous as well. But although the evidence was overwhelming and irrefutable, changed lives and a healed man, the religious leaders refused to believe in Christ and continued to try to suppress the truth. Don't be surprised if some people reject you and your positive witness to Christ. When minds are closed, even the clearest presentation of facts can't open them. But don't give up either. Pray for those people and continue to spread the gospel. Now, interestingly, Jesus had earlier been through the exact situation that Peter and John were, where the Sanhedrin confer. So listen now as Suzanne comes and reads to us from John's Gospel, chapter 11. So the chief priests were used to calling meetings and saying, "What are we to do with these guys? First about Jesus, and then about Peter and John." So the message that comes out of all this, and this is the message for you today, I want you to go home right now and give up believing in Jesus and being a Christian. Really? You heard what I said? Of course not. But that's exactly what the Sanhedrin wanted the disciples to do. And of course they couldn't. And neither could you. We sometimes may be afraid to share our faith in Christ. Because people might feel uncomfortable and reject us. But Peter and John's zeal for the Lord was so strong, they couldn't keep quiet, even when threatened. If your courage to witness for God was weakened, pray that your boldness may increase. Remember Jesus' promise, "Whoever acknowledges me before men, I will also acknowledge him before my Father in heaven." Notice how the disciples prayed. First they praised God, and then they told God their specific problem. And then they asked for help. They didn't ask God to remove the problem, but to help them deal with it. And that's a model for us to follow when we pray. We may ask God to remove our problems, and he may choose to do that, But we must recognize that often he will leave the problem in place and give us the strength and courage to deal with it. Let's have a look at this. In prayer, we find the disciples united, fervent, reverent, believing, intelligent, merciful, and hopeful. Being a Christian doesn't mean a trouble-free life. But it does mean that God is there to get us through it, and because of that, to grow in him. So they prayed for boldness, holy boldness. Boldness is not reckless impulsiveness. Boldness requires courage to press on through our fears and do what we know is right. How can we be more bold? Like the disciples, we need to pray with others for that courage. To gain boldness, you can pray for the power of the Holy Spirit to give you courage. You can look for opportunities in your family and neighbourhood to talk about Christ. You can realise that rejection, social discomfort and embarrassment are not necessarily persecution. And you can start where you are by being bolder in small ways. That passage that we read ends saying, "Enable your servants to speak your word with great boldness. Stretch out your hand to heal and perform miraculous signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus." So there you are, there's the command that you can do those things. After they prayed, the place where they were meeting was shaken. Now that means earthquakes, but it also means God's Spirit moving among them in a big way. They were filled with the Holy Spirit and spoke the word of God boldly. So, earthquakes and filled with the Holy Spirit, and they speak out boldly. Interestingly, the letter to the Hebrews talks about this in chapter 12. And chapter 12 starts this way. "Therefore, since we also have such a large cloud of witnesses," and you can read that as crowd of witnesses if you want, "surrounding us, let us lay aside every weight and the sin that so easily ensnares us. Let us run with endurance the race that lies before us, keeping our eyes on Jesus, the source and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that lay before him endured a cross and despised the shame, and has sat down at the right hand of God's throne." Here we have the great crowd of witnesses, or cloud of witnesses. In verse 14 of chapter 12, it says, "Pursue peace with everyone, and holiness without which no one will see the Lord." Okay. One of the strengths of the Anglican prayer book, which came out about 30 years ago, was the way it put together scripture and used a lot of special prayers. And one of them, under the heading of a joyful assembly, picks up Hebrews 12. So, what I'm going to get us to do in a minute is to actually say this together. But while you're saying it, I want you to picture this going on, because this is reality. Sure, we're sitting here this morning, but I want you to picture we're before God's throne in heaven. We're gathered there because that's a reality as well. So let's read this together and think about the words as you say them. So let's say, "We have come before God's holy mountain, the heavenly Jerusalem, the city of the living God. We have come before myriads of angels in festal gathering, before the assembly of the firstborn citizens of heaven. We have come before God, the judge of all, before the spirits of the righteous made perfect, and Jesus, the mediator of a new covenant. We are receiving a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Let us therefore give thanks to God, thus offering acceptable worship with reverence and awe, for our God is a consuming fire. Glory to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and shall be forever. Amen. Interesting picture. I wonder what you pictured there. As Christians, we are citizens of the heavenly Jerusalem right now because Christ rules our lives. The Holy Spirit is always with us and we experience close fellowship with other believers. The full and ultimate rewards and reality of the heavenly Jerusalem, that's all depicted in Revelation 21 at the very end of the Bible, but it's also ours now. Eventually, the world will crumble and only God's kingdom will last. Those who follow Christ are part of this unshakable kingdom, and they will withstand the shaking, the sitting, the burning. When we feel unsure about the future, we can take confidence from these verses. No matter what happens here, our future is built on a solid foundation that cannot be destroyed. Don't put your confidence in what will be destroyed. Instead, build your life on Christ and his unshakable kingdom. And that's really what Paul and Sandra challenged us about last week. So as we pray, there may be earthquakes announcing God's Spirit, acting on your prayers. They may be earthquakes of the Holy Spirit. But our confidence in God's is that God's kingdom will not be shaken. Okay, we're going to sing now a very old baptismal hymn that sums up our Christian calling. Baptism may have taken place for you 80 years ago, or sorry, 60 or 30 or whatever, but it's a daily celebration, it's a daily event. So we're going to sing, if you want to stand, do, but if you want to stay, say, then do. And we're going to sing, I Was Made a Christian. Please remain standing as we finish off. Let's pray and receive God's blessing on us. Loving Lord Jesus, we thank you, we honour you, we love you. Of course we cannot go home and give up on you. For there's no other name by which we can be saved. So give us boldness for our journey. Enable us to see our lives as you see them and to act on that with great love. And so we receive your blessing to enable all this. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, may the mystery of God enfold us. May the wisdom of God uphold us. May the fragrance of God be around us. May the brightness of God surround us. May the wonder of God renew us. May the loving of God flow through us. May the peace of God deeply move us. And the moving of God bring us peace. Amen.
Amen.